Oh boy, Thursday we had a sportscast go off the rails in probably the best way possible when Keith Mills came in to discuss horse studding when they take a former horse racing champion. In this case, it was what horse again?
American Pharoah.
That's the one. And I guess he's out there just slanging and banging, just hooking up left and right for $1 million hookups or whatever the hell it is. He's mountain mares and hopefully raising the next or giving birth to the next generation of racehorse. And we had a real nice discussion about horse vaginas. Real nice. Good talk. Not the worst looking vagina I've ever seen. I mean, we had a conversation once, I believe, about who has the most or least attractive penis in the animal kingdom. And I think the most disgusting one, I believe, was the kangaroo. And the most attractive was Scott. But in the vagina game, horse, not bad.
Yeah, and then I don't know what the clip you're going to hear coming up is, but there was call into question, like the positioning of said body parts on certain animals.
Like where in relation to the tail or the haunches does the vagine lay, which then got into, Spiegel and Pumpernickel, where he says before she has a rather low-hanging one.
And yeah, she has an enormous crotch.
Just gigantic. And then to back up his claims, showed me a picture. And and I'll be damned if that thing didn't cover some ground. That was...
Yeah.
Josh, if you see her this weekend, then I assume you will, tell her I said, what a vagina.
The dog that I had as a kid, the family pet... Her crotch actually had what seemed to look like a beauty mark on it. It's very interesting. It's kind of distracting. You're looking at your dog's vagina, and you see this giant beauty mark.
How often are you looking at your dog's vagina?
Well, if they're posing, if they're on their back with their legs spread wide open, relaxing, then...
I'm going to die.
You know, it's...
My mouth's getting...
Can't really avoid it.
My mouth's getting dry. All right, we'll hear about it now. We had a nice... horse and or dog vagina discussion coming up right in the middle of sports with Keith Loved on Behind the Curtain. Keith Mills.
Morning, guys.
What it is.
What's up, player?
And speaking of players,
what it do? Yeah.
Maybe the ultimate player right now is this, I guess you call it, thing.
And here it is. The 37-year wait is over. American Pharoah is finally the one. American Pharoah has won.
And the reason, that was Tim Colmus with the call from 2 years ago, winning the Triple Crown. The reason we bring that back today is that American Pharoah is a daddy for the first time.
Oh, yes.
How much is that horse worth?
Oh baby. Well, it costs like $200,000 to breed
just
him.
I'd do it for half that.
So is that, you pay the stud fee and then... The horse is yours?
The horse is yours when the foal is born and it's alive and
then
kicking.
So for $200,000 you get that and then
it's up to you
to mold it into hopefully the next great.
That is correct.
They basically just hand you a healthy seed and you have to
there you go.
Let it
raise
grow
it.
From
raise
there.
That bad boy.
God, how much to stud Josh out to other stations that could use a good news guy.
Josh!
Born it's your first day.
12:30 Tuesday morning at Brookdale Farm down in Kentucky to a mare named Kakadu.
How do they pick the mares?
Well, the mares, if you own a mare and you think this mare has got, regal breeding and you have the cash, you can, let's say...
So that's got to be the best mare out there then,
it's one
chick.
Of them. Well, there's 200 foals that are going to be born out of his first breeding session, which was...
God,
you know what?
Business.
That's a great
last year.
It's just a machine.
Because you can't just have like this big old stud like this guy who's just dropping that golden seed with some 4 out of 10.
Right.
Somebody that
you picked
up in like a La Plata Wawa parking lot.
This chick's a dime piece.
She's gorgeous.
She's number one. I mean, if this is American Pharoah Triple Crown winner and this is the horse they chose.
That's one of 200.
Female. That's a nice slice.
That's one of 200 just now. So his schedule is... during the breeding season, which is now.
I'm going to look up horse vagina.
3 times a day. 7 a.m., 1:30.
Oh, God.
6 o'clock.
And we talked about this because I was under the misconception that they just get a sample And because I've seen
yeah,
them,
you've seen that, right?
You've
right.
seen that where they put like a big, it mm-hmm. looks like a big giant condom. They
on the, Dirty Jobs, they did
pull
an
the
episode.
Bait and switch at the last minute, and then you know you collect the sample. But with these racehorses, they actually have sex.
Yes, yes, yeah. they do.
They actually,
and it's not
this,
long.
He's gonna
I've
be crushing it for a while.
I've
now.
Seen it.
Are there candles? Is there like a big period where they can kind of hang out a little bit? How do they get each other to do that? Do they just
well, they have what's called a teaser stud that comes in, gets the mare.
That's where I come in.
This is so good.
Yeah. Gets the
mare. What's the female horse's
excited.
Name? I want to look up this horse.
Kakadu, K-A-K-A-D-U. I'm assuming that's what
Patricia.
How you pronounce it. So, again, one of 200 in this session.
Oh, yeah,
and Kakadu. Not this session. The first session that American Pharoah started, you know, frolicking in the breeding shed.
Hey, would you like to see how truly...
breedings. Think about that.
The nightmarishly disgusting.
The breeding shed.
That's the new name for this studio. It's the breeding shed, but they made us take the sign down.
Put BS out front for
yeah,
breeding
BS.
Shed.
Welcome to the BS station. Yeah, we don't actually hire interns. We make them. Right here on site. And I'm looking at a video of a horse birth right now, and I'd like to hold a lighter to each one of my eyes. Because it's a live birth and a gigantic horse gives birth to another smaller horse. That's the way nature works. And that appears to be a very violent occurrence.
Oh, yeah.
You
well,
just see a hoof popping out and then a horse follows.
When I was at Channel 2, the Pons family, Mike, Josh, Mr. Pons, invited us up to document a birth of a horse. George Stover at the time was our photographer at Channel 2. And he was called like 7 nights in a row, 6 false alarms, and finally... the winner, and it was incredible.
Wow.
To see that.
Hey, Josh, would you would you like to see a horse vagina? Yeah, it's happening right now. There you go.
Look at Josh's face.
Oh, that's not where I expected it to be.
Yep. Yeah, wow. That's, directly okay. on its forehead.
Where would it be? I don't. Where
did
you
expect
it
to
be?
well, I thought that left eyebrow or what?
I thought it would be underneath.
It is. Sort of.
But I guess that's why I see the male
sure, like
horse
swing
behind.
Scott's direction. There you go.
I guess that's why the male horse.
There you go, Speaks.
There you go, Scott.
Wow, you are.
Let me see.
Doesn't
again.
Know much about anatomy.
yeah, that's there you go, Keith.
Exactly where it's supposed to be. It's
look
pretty much
that.
Where it is on
oh, man.
All the other
look
mammals.
That. I tell wow. you what, we've discussed.
Look at that. Did you see the little horse?
Penises in the animal kingdom before?
the guy that was born, does he have a name yet or no?
Not yet. Not a name yet.
Charles.
And then.
God, he is a specimen.
Beautiful.
He's got that
Charles.
Little white patch on his nose and the white feet.
He's now, the cute owner little guy. Of the mare can keep the horse
the
or can, you know, sell it for a lot of money. Honey, get your money back.
Oh, and here
so
they
you're
are.
Saying if I own a good female horse that I think has got good
yeah.
genes, I can drop $2,000, have my horse.
$200,000.
That's what I meant. $200,000, have my female horse have sex with American Pharoah. Then I get that little horse. And
right.
then from there,
you can either
I can do whatever
it,
I want.
Keep
flip
it
that horse.
Oh,
I'm going to
yeah.
flip that horse.
You
oh,
can keep it,
picture.
Train it, yep. or most sell them.
I'm showing yeah. Josh horse sex right now. This is just how this little guy was made. And look at that. And there's the device Scott was speaking of, if you see in this photo.
A long
there's
tube,
the
isn't it, Scott?
Right there. It's like a tube.
Yeah.
Up this guy looks almost looks like an orderly.
Yeah.
At a hospital. He's holding on to that. And I tell you what, that is, you know what that is? It's beautiful.
Does a male horse, is it circumcised?
No.
What? Good or, question, Josh. I'm not quite sure.
You may need to go out to your cubicle and regroup a little.
I don't know what's going on with you today.
Josh is a little frazzled over
this
here.
Is
right?
American...
He doesn't know where a horse vagina is located. He thinks male horses are circumcised.
American Pharoah
wait a minute. Time out. You know, that's not... I kind of want to pat my boy on the back for saying, you know what, he's not hanging out at the barn checking out horse vaginas, you know?
Yeah,
well,
but Keith, I mean,
that.
Just based on a dog's anatomy,
okay.
a cat's
yeah, well,
anatomy, a cow, or, like they're all kind of the same setup. The
but my dog,
four-legged creatures, it's
wait,
all like,
wait,
right
wait
there. The one is on the top, the one's on the bottom.
Well, my dog, who's a female, her private part is when she's on all four
yeah.
fours, and it's over
going?
Here.
It's, no, it's not.
It's not
no,
over
it's
there.
Not.
That's her ass.
No, you're wrong.
Well, his dog does have an exceptionally
long... By the way, Josh
long...
is now standing up, demonstrating exactly where he thinks
Josh,
that is.
Josh, get on all fours and yeah. and point to the area...
And bark, would you, Josh?
...where the counselor touched you.
Give us a wee doggy.
I should probably stop.
And I'm going to close down the Google search on my work computer that says horse vagina.
So here's the question for you, Studs. Do you think that American Pharoah really realizes what's going on in his little world right now when he's, you know, wandering around the barn.
No, but you mean like in terms
frolicking
of...
frolicking in the meadow.
Yeah, like he's happy that he gets to...
Yes, that's my point.
Get laid three times a day?
Or do you think it's just, my God, I can't handle this pace. Three times a day for a month? Are you kidding me?
I would love to know what goes through his mind.
What if you had a comically large horse cigarette? You just wander in. He's got a huge Marlboro hanging from his lips. Not right now.
Dude.
Oh, God.
Cack-a-dooey-dooey, not right now, baby.
Oh, boy.
Come back tomorrow.
I am drained. Literally and figuratively.
Headache. Got a headache there, sweetheart.
I can't tonight. I just can't tonight. I'm spent.
I'm going to see if I can find a picture of my dog's giant vagina on my phone.
Why would you have that on your phone?
Why is that a thing?
It's so unusual.
Text it to me. I don't want to see that.
I do. For science.
I haven't gotten to
our other part yet.
All right, keep going. Wow, that is a dog's ass.
I think you need to breed your hound. Your dog fixed?
She's just wonderful.
I couldn't tell if that was Josh's dog's ass or Richard Sherman.
No! Come on, man. Richard Sherman, man. Come on.
He's
my hero.
He's apparently not going to be talking to any of you in the media
anymore.
How
many times does the nickel breed per day?
Oh, I guess since she's spayed, she doesn't have any feelings. Is that true?
I don't know. I've never been spayed.
I don't know.
It's like Luray Caverns.
You know,
in
last
there.
Time I was spayed, it was in seventh grade. It was a difficult time.
Okay, look at that.
Why do you have these?
Josh, why do you got pictures of
your dog's private
phone?
To
show
phone.
You?
God, that's sick.
You're sick, man.
Look at that.
You're sick.
See, that isn't that where it's supposed to where I said it was?
Get the phone closer.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I promise not to touch the phone.
Just Google dog anatomy, dude, and look at some pictures.
I think that's what everybody else is doing right now.
It's probably hanging lower because she's old. Just like an 8-year-old woman's boobs around her knees.
Got to get tightened up now.
Oh, God, she's got to get vaginoplasty or whatever they call that stuff. I'm not sure if that's her
So, Scott, I think we ought to chip in some funds and get a mare.
I'm about to go home.
And come on.
I can't deal with this.
Come on now.
It's like a tostada.
Look at how her legs are spread apart. That flirt.
Keith, I can't.
That flirt.
What a skank.
That flirt.
Josh, that's sick.
That hooer. That come hither staring.
I tell you what, Scott's having a tough time over here.
I'm kidding.
Hey, Sailor. How long are you on shore leave? I sent you a photo.
I sent you an anatomic breakdown to your email.
Oh, okay.
I'll send it to you, Justin, as well, of where it's located. I don't know why you're so preoccupied.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same as kind of, I mean, maybe a matter of inches or like a horse one's obviously way bigger, but it's all kind of in the same ballpark.
All relative, right?
Yeah, I guess. Almost like a human in that position
All relative.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's where I thought it'd be. Right near the beach.
Well, you know, I think I've reached the end of my horse cast we've ever done.